This is Mike Lagares on April 12, 2007. News and Observer, November 1, 1912. Headlines: Fire horses slip on way to duty. Two of Capital Hose Company followed by H&L Company. Workman's shanty burns. While running at almost full speed down Dawson Street, the two horses of the Capital Hose Wagon caused spectators in front of the Union Station to hold their breath when George, one of the horses, slipped on the asphalt pavement and threw his mate into a telephone pole, both horses being injured, James Hanna the driver being bruised, and the wagon damaged. Closely following the Capital Wagon was the hook and ladder truck, and only the supreme efforts of the driver saved a more serious smash-up, but in stopping the big truck, one of the horses also fell to the pavement and was slightly injured. The victor wagon, however, was flagged before it had an opportunity to run into the disabled wagons. Responding to alarm. The wagons were responding to a fire alarm from Box 31, corner Dawson and Davies Streets. The Capital Wagon and hook and ladder truck, in making the run, went westward on Morgan Street and then turned into Dawson. Just above the station, there is a good grade, and the horses of the Capital Wagon had just descended this grade and were directly in front of the station when the horse on the left side fell upon the slippery pavement. After hitting the pavement, he slid to the corner, throwing the other horse and wagon into the pole. Spectators say that Mr. Hanna, the driver, was thrown from his seat into the pole, which he grasped. Later, he descended the pole to the ground. When the driver of the hook and ladder, which was only a short distance behind the Capital Wagon, saw the horses fall, he put on the brakes and pulled in his horses. The sudden stopping of the horses threw one, who was only bruised and was able to continue to the fire. The fire. In the meantime, the rescue and victor wagons went to the scene of the fire, which was on the southern freight yards where a workman's shanty was burning. The car was damaged to such an extent that it will be useless, but the greatest loss was the clothes and some money belonging to the two occupants, two young men by the names of Smith and Tucker, employed by the Southern. The men had only left their shanty a short time before the fire, going in search of a washerwoman. They left the place locked with a small lamp hanging from the ceiling. The lamp exploded and was the cause of the fire. When the men returned, they discovered their search was for naught, for they did not then have any clothes to wash.